Krypton.
It's his.
What's Krypton?
It's a story about Superman's grandfather. Kal-El's grandfather.
Grandpapa.
I think his name is Shang-El.
Really?
I don't know. I'm trying to remember that. I'm trying to figure that out by memory. Shang-El.
It's Jor-El's dad.
I can almost bet that that's not it.
Mon-El.
I know Jor-El's
Kal-El.
Dad, but I don't know his granddad's
Mon-El.
Name.
Mon-El is Superboy, I think.
And Kara is
Kara.
Supergirl.
Girl. You guys just sound like you're making sounds right now.
They all have just L's. Mon-El, Kal-El, Zar-El, Shag-El. Let's find out. Google. Crypto. Let's find out what Krypton is. That the name of the show?
Yeah. Krypton currency.
Alexa.
She's not gonna know anything. We've asked her questions all day today, and she's been.
Is she even listening?
She was.
Oh.
Then she stopped.
Yeah. Tell me what that name is.
I'm gonna tell you right now what the name of this goddamn show is.
Wait. Maybe she knows.
It's Krypton.
Let me ask her. Let me see if she knows.
She doesn't know.
I know what the name of the show. I don't need to know the name of the show.
Of Superman's grandpa. Maybe she.
Yeah,
knows.
That's what I want to know.
Alexa. What's the name of Superman's grandpa?
Sorry, I don't know that.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
She tried so hard.
Superman's grandfather's name is Seg-El.
Not far off.
Seg-El?
Seg-El.
Like Seagull?
Seagull.
Yeah, like S-E-G dash E-L.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, they're always dash E-L.
Seagal?
Like Steven?
Steve Seagal.
Seagal?
Seg-El fights to redeem his family's honor.
Steven Seagal fights to regain his family's honor.
Oh, I'm looking at the little monitor on Spencer's screen, and welcome back to We Stayed Late.
This is a podcast about...
We have with us... Danny is back again.
Danny's back. We didn't do the clapping last time.
We just started.
I know, that's right.
And I'm Starlene Hodge.
Oh, yeah. I'm Spencer Stark.
I wanted to bring Danny back because I wanted to talk about what Danny does.
Danny, what do you do?
This is Danny Does Corner Hour.
Yeah.
No, I wanted to know because I know after you left SourceFed, you were doing, like, you worked with, can I say, Disney?
Yeah.
And I guess I just wanted to know more of, like, the nitty-gritty things that you did.
Yeah.
Trying to steer this podcast back to talking about digital media.
I was going to say, can you tell we had a weird day at work today?
We had a real weird day at work. I had a bad day.
I'm sorry. It's okay. Yeah, we could tell.
You guys asked me how I was, and I was
like,
I'm fine.
I was like, ooh, those aren't the words that match.
Everything's okay. That's been my life all day. It's been a fire drill. Sorry, Danny. I had to get that out of my system.
How's it going?
But you work with us now. Well, kind of. You're freelancing with us now. So
so that's what I've been doing.
Yeah.
By the way, am I doing this right?
Yeah, you're fine.
Oh, yeah. Danny switched to mics.
So what you do is you talk into it, and then it records what you're saying.
Right. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Yep. That was it. That was doing that.
But I don't understand, because you worked with Disney, and I found out that Disney was doing some sort of gaming show.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know why I keep talking
this
like
is a
that.
Bigger struggle than it should be over here. We, after SourceFed closed, which was March of last year.
Oh my God, it's been a year. It's almost a year.
It's almost a year.
Yeah.
Because I remember April Fools. People were like, oh, April Fools, SourceFed is
back.
Yeah,
that's right.
But it wasn't.
But it wasn't. Oh. Not April Fools. We're not back.
Oh.
Everyone got fired.
But you know what? I'm sorry to deter again. Everyone is finding their footing. Like,
yeah, no, everyone seems to be
like,
fine.
We have the Valley it's Folk. Okay. We have the Sugar Pine 7.
Yep.
Yeah.
We have...
That's it. That's all we got. Everybody else...
Can't say. You know.
Oh!
I can't say it, though.
Oh! Okay.
Stay Late Crew.
I completely forgot for a second.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
You know
what
we're
talking about.
And I love this because the suspense is building now. Everyone's like, what's coming back? You'll find out. So, Danny, after SourceFed.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Do you know?
I actually do, because he knows.
How do you know about it?
Because he knows, and he's not remembering.
I don't know. It's been that kind of day.
Spencer's just having I just saw Spencer's brain go, I don't care anymore.
That's exactly what happened.
I saw it in your eyes, and then it was like your head, and then your whole body posture went. It was just like,
I don't give a shit. I don't care.
So, Danny, Disney
don't
again.
Care
Sorry,
at all.
Going back again.
What?
I'm trying
to. What are you looking for over there?
I'm trying to make this place look better.
Oh, okay. Oh, just grab a box. There we go. Look at a little box.
Planetborn. Okay, back again for the fifth time.
This will be like the thread that runs through the whole episode.
Yeah, yeah.
We really won't know until the end, and then the podcast is over.
That's it. Thanks so much for joining.
Tune in next week to get the question to the answer that started last week's podcast.
Oh, God. Okay, so tell us about Disney.
Yeah, so I didn't work with Disney right away. I wouldn't say I worked for Disney because it was technically through another production company.
Okay.
But after Source Fed ended, I went and I started working as an assistant editor at a creative agency. They're based in Huntington Beach. So they do a lot of TV commercials.
That's far.
It is far. But honestly, it's not that much worse than like driving here, okay. Like driving through LA, because they're going against traffic.
Yeah.
It's about the same.
Yeah.
But going to Huntington is going like not in the same direction as traffic.
Right.
Against traffic. So yeah, I worked there for a little while, starting in April. And then while I was there, I think I had a few people that were like ex-SourceFed people that had all
migrated
to this project that was with Disney. So it was through another company, and they were working on a show for Disney XD, like their kind of like young boy focus branch of Disney Channel in a way. Because from what they were explaining to me, Disney Channel, I guess, is more focused for like younger girls. Just younger children in general, and they created Disney XD as like boys, video games, and
so
superheroes.
Is Disney XD on the same channel as Disney?
No, it's a separate channel.
Interesting.
Yeah, there's a Disney channel.
Because I remember a long time ago in Disney, they used to have like Zoog Disney, which was like
Zoog.
Yeah, it was called Zoog Disney.
I don't know what that is.
And it was like a portion. It was like a part of their lineup, so it would only appear from like 3 p.m. to like 7 p.m. And so I thought Disney XD was the same thing where it's like,
yeah, like
all right, after
block.
School, it's
yeah.
Disney XD, you know? But no, it's a different channel.
It is a different channel, and which was funny because what we were doing for them was kind of like helping to create one of those like Zoog blocks for Disney XD. Like,
like a gaming block.
Like Toonami on Cartoon Network?
Basically,
Network.
Like it had a name for it, and it was like the Saturday evening block they were trying to do.
Okay.
And yeah, it was like a series of like kind of very video game focused shows. So the show we worked on was called Polaris Primetime. There's been one season of it. And it was basically like a video game, like variety hour show. It was an hour long show and it was broken into a couple segments. And Jimmy Wong was the host and Strawberry 17 was the other host. They're both like, you know, YouTubers, gamers, I have an online presence. And then each episode they would bring on guests. Some of the guests, like Whitney Moore was a guest, Steve Zaragoza was a guest, Trisha
was a
guest. So
they were
just
playing video games.
Yes, they would just bring in games, they would play games, and it's all in front of like a kind of a pseudo live audience.
Yeah.
So kind of like a Twitch streamy, but like TV show.
Yeah, like
that
a little
was
more
like
produced.
More produced and
yeah, it was like a Twitch stream in this format of like a Tonight Show, and it was intermixed with like sketches that they would do with the hosts, and like random little things. Sometimes the guests would produce the content, like they had the guy, you know, Freddie Wong was the first guest, and so they would bring on sketches. So it was kind of cool. It was neat.
You had to take, I'm sure, as an assistant editor, for people who don't know, you probably had to take all the raw footage and then organize it.
Well, so
for the editor, or how did that work out? Because I've never.
So on the Disney show, I was like a full editor.
You're a full editor.
And at the creative agency, I've worked as an assistant editor.
Okay.
Which is basically right. So it's like they'll have editors.
But did you have an assistant editor when you were doing the Disney show? Or did you have to compile everything together?
We did have an assistant editor.
Okay.
Nice.
Thankfully.
Nice.
Yeah. Like, bless that, because we had one assistant editor who was amazing. His name was Edward. And
Shout out to Edward.
Yeah, shout out to Edward. We had like a bunch of editors, and then he was like the assistant for the whole show. And then we would have like a night assistant that would come in and do stuff that was like kind of organizational.
I bet he did some weird
shit.
He's like, I'm alone.
Literally, though. and then
I just think it's weird
honestly,
when you're in a building and it's quiet.
Movies. You probably just watched movies and like hung out.
Well,
no, he probably worked.
There were two guys and then a girl.
I was there, I'd be like, I'm going to take a break. I'm going to run around this building.
It's empty?
Well,
yeah.
They didn't have to stay there.
Yeah,
like, they only had to stay there until whatever needed to be done was done. So, like, they didn't have to, like, they weren't, like, night watch.
I'd have a sleepover.
Yeah. I would still just stay there.
Yeah.
Just live there. There were people that lived there in the building. Like, there was a guy. Okay, I don't know if he actually lived there, but, like, he did all. You know how, like, you can go to a gym and you can, like, shave and stuff?
Yes.
He would do that, like, in the bathroom of the office building. This was one of the. I felt so bad for laughing.
That just sounds like a guy going through a divorce.
Maybe it was. It might have been. But it was funny. The funny thing, and I guess sad in some ways, was that he would always try to cover for it in some. Like, I think he felt a little insecure about it.
Yeah.
But to the point where.
And not enough to not do it there?
not enough to not do it during business hours, but also not enough to, like the excuses he would come up with were so, I'm thinking of one particular one that's making me laugh. There was a moment we, like, three of us were going to the bathroom before we left for the day, and he's in here shaving. And then, like, as we're leaving, I think, you know, I'm assuming was maybe feeling insecure about it. I'm projecting. Yeah. But the guy, so he pulls out his phone, and he's just like, oh, pretends to answer the phone. But, like, you can see that he's not, like, it's his app,
on the
right?
Screen.
Yeah,
it's,
you can see the screen. He hasn't answered the phone. And he's oh, hello? Oh, hello, Mr. Mayor. But, like, totally deadpan. Like, genuinely trying to convince us he's on the phone. And then just, like, continues a conversation. Like, he's being contracted by the mayor. And I started laughing. Like, I hope he didn't see me laughing because I just, like, it just cracked me up.
Yeah, I mean, if someone's,
I was like,
I'd be like, me being like, hold on, guys. We got to pause. We got to pause this podcast. Hello, Mr. President.
Yeah, it was like that. I just was not expecting
hold
it.
On, hold on. Hello, Mr. World Leader of the entire world.
Hello, Mr. Conspiracy World Leader. What is it? The First World Order. Hello, Mr. First World Order.
The Illuminati.
Jim Illuminati.
Hi, is this Jim Illuminati? Yeah. Yeah, I was wondering about the conspiracy. It's true? Okay, good to know. Guys, confirmed. Conspiracy. First World Order.
You better contact Snopes.com.
http://www.snopes.com. I had to do the whole thing. There was no, I just found out about Snopes. I committed to it, and then I had to do it.
I just found out about Snopes about 6 months ago.
What?
Yeah.
It's been around for ages.
He was only in the last movie. Well, the movie before that, too.
You know what, Snoke?
Oh, what?
Okay. We're spoilering. Oh, I can't even speak. Great. So that you did that for a bit.
Guys, it's been a weird day.
And then, how's that different? Well, any more thoughts?
Well, I guess it's been fun. And, like, as sad as, like, SourceFed ending was, the good news is that I've gotten to see all you guys so much since.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's been a great thing from, like, a career standpoint because, like, we've had so many people that have all gone off and done their own thing. Because
you can put now, can you put Disney? Or you put Creative Agency?
Oh, I certainly do put Disney on my resume.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, so, like, it's been a nice thing because everyone's gone out and been able to do their own things and everyone's kind of kept in touch with everybody and had everybody's back. So it's been a great thing in that, like I was, like, at the Disney thing, Editor Brett was there as well, and Kennedy was there from SourceFed.
Oh, yeah.
And Joel was producing on the other show that they were doing, so.
Oh, he wasn't on your show?
No, he was on Parker Place.
Oh, I thought he was on your show.
But he was there in the office, and so that was great. And then I did some more time at the creative agency, and then.
What do they do there?
At the creative agency? So they do, they work with a lot of brands. I'm like new to that world, so I meant just public knowledge. They work with like in the time that I was there, we did some commercials for Chick-fil-A and for Comcast, primarily. But they mainly work in the Spanish market, so they do ads.
Oh
in
yeah,
Spanish.
That's right. I remember
you
telling me
so
that.
Excited.
Did you get to eat Chick-fil-A?
When they got the Chick-fil-A contract, they had a day, and like the mascot came in, and they had like
Chicky
little plushies for everybody. It was great. It was so fun.
That's awesome.
The cow.
Yeah, the cow.
Yep.
Like a real cow or someone in a costume?
They put a...
No, they got a real cow.
They got a real cow.
They're not going to mess around. They're going to get a real cow. Yeah, why would they put somebody in a costume?
It's always a real cow.
It's always been a real cow.
But they don't bring in real cows to workplaces.
Yeah, yeah. You know how there's like the... You know the mascot sometimes is in the driveway? You know, like the drive-thru?
Yeah.
You seen that? Yeah, it's a real cow.
Yeah, but it's not like it's a statue.
I like how this is one of the few times. Well, I don't know if Luis is joking.
Luis is definitely joking.
Okay. I was just like, wait.
How it's one of the few times that you got
I was
the
just
sarcasm.
Like, wait,
but...
did I catch the sarcasm and Luis didn't? That's weird.
No.
Guys.
And then I'm like, wait, no, Luis is doing extra sarcasm and I'm still not getting it.
We're in our own sarcastic world that we've been in all day. Like the, I'm fine. That's sarcasm. But we have some questions to answer because we have like literally 1,000 questions that
we have too many questions.
So
too many cooks.
So I want to start out by asking because I have one. What's the weirdest nickname or pet name you've ever been given?
Oh, it was last week when I called him Chucky.
Oh yeah, Chucky. That's a good one.
It's not too much of a stretch of the imagination.
Yeah,
that's true.
Mine was Pencil.
I got
what?
Pencil.
Spencil.
No, Pencil.
Why would they call you Pencil?
Because Spencer sounds like pencil.
Really? That's it?
That's it?
That's dumb. You know, I was like,
it was a child, okay?
I'm gonna
don't
beat
get
that
banned at the
oh,
child.
So it's like Hot Puzzle.
That's exactly
oh
what it was.
Oh my gosh, that's adorable.
Yeah, it was pretty cute.
Wait, Hot Puzzle?
Although I was young, too, so.
Oh, what?
Hot puzzles?
What?
Why are you talking about hot puzzles?
Pencil.
Oh, pencil. Yeah.
She just said pretzels. It like in a child's voice.
Oh, pencil.
Yeah. Pencil.
It's, they were like, hi, pencil.
Oh,
that's cute.
Did you like him?
Did I? What?
As a friend.
It was a girl. And oh, as a, I, and she was about girlfriend? She was about four, probably, and I was probably about five, so I have no recollection.
Okay.
But I'm sure. I'm sure. Oh, I'm sure we are friends. Yeah.
I'll say
was.
All my nicknames weren't good nicknames. Well, like, as in, like they're not
like
good nicknames.
Kind of like is already a nickname.
Your name is already a nickname.
Yeah,
yeah,
but so that thus all my nicknames were like people being mean.
Oh,
like,
that's not good.
I was called Chiopet. I was called. Oh, I was
that's
called,
fucked up.
Yeah, that is.
I was called Mufasa because hair and all that. And then I've had family members call me Oreo. Also not
ooh,
very good. Do not do
not,
that.
Not a good name.
Not good. And then straight up just White Girl. White girl.
White girl.
Yep. And I was just like, oh my all right, God. Thanks. Thanks, Uncle Greg. This is why we don't talk.
Shout out to Uncle Greg. Oh, no. We don't want to shout out to Uncle
his
Greg.
His name is Uncle Greg?
Well, his name's Greg. Gregory.
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 Yeah, no. We don't talk.
You and Greg?
Mm-mm. He was my youngest uncle who was younger than my oldest cousin. Put that weird. Together.
I don't know what you're saying. You just said words and I don't know what they mean. It's been too long of a day for me to parse what you said, so I'm just going to ignore it.
I can't think of any nicknames.
You can't think of any?
I just think of like people who call me. They call me all like forms of
Chewy?
Luis. Luis?
You ever got Louis?
Chewy? Luigi?
Chewy? Wait, I've never gotten Chewy.
Chewy. Never got Chewy?
No. Chewy? No, yeah. I've gotten Louis, Lou,
do you want
Luis.
Chewy? We'll call you
no,
Chewy.
I don't want Chewy. That's, I don't like that.
What about no Texas? No one ever just called you Texas?
Tex? No, because I live
from
in Texas.
But here, like no one's ever like.
I don't think it's stuck. We have a guy, a graphics designer here. His name is Ben, and for the first like week he was here, he kept trying to think of nicknames for me. So he would spin him off. He's like, "Hey, G Dog, what up, LG? What up, Lou G?
No, he still consistently does that to everyone else in the office. Like he's just
I love
like,
it,
constant,
Ben. I love it.
Constant hunt to find a great nickname.
He's trying to find that perfect one, which is great. He's not stopping until he finds the right one.
Every time? Yeah, it's fine.
Luigi.
Luigi, I've gotten to.
Oh, Luigi's
good. I frequently call you Luigi.
Yeah, that's
good. It's more fun to say.
I like it, yeah. I remember, like, I had a, you know, with friends, they would just call me Luigi. I'm like, yeah, that's fine. Huh. Louie. People just give me any nickname. It's fine.
I'll call you Dave.
I love it.
Any nickname really works as long as you just, like, stick with it.
Yeah, as long as you commit.
I like Lou.
Lou?
I like Lou because it's short and simple. Yeah. Lou.
That's Lou. Like, you got to save that for when you're like 60, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because I don't.
You know what it is?
I hate it when
oh, wait. Now you're Uncle Luis times two. So instead of Uncle Luis, you're just Uncle Lou.
Uncle Lou, Lou.
Uncle Lou. That rolls off the tongue.
Uncle Lou.
Uncle Lou. Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, you gotta,
I have a nephew.
You got to get them to start saying that.
Well, I have a nephew and a niece. They don't call me uncle. It's weird.
Why
what
not?
Do they call you?
I don't know. I was like, why don't call me uncle? I'm a man. I'm a person.
But you're their uncle.
I know, but I was 15.
Don't call
I
me dad. I'm a
oh,
man.
I was 15,
so
and it felt weird to be
that's
called uncle.
Different. Yeah, that's
he
different
called,
when you're 15.
And he acts more like my like
you
my
younger
brother.
You become uncle, I think, at the age of 22.
22 is an uncle?
22 is when you could be uncle and auntie.
I guess so.
I don't think I'm going to be an uncle.
Are you an only child?
I'm an only child, and Hannah has an older sister, but her older sister has said that she doesn't want kids.
Oh, okay.
And
you
so I think I'm never going to be an uncle.
Yeah. You're going to be one of those uncles that's like not actually blood related and the kid doesn't really know that until
well,
they're like 15.
I have three cousins who are probably going to have kids, I would assume.
Yeah,
at
so
least
you're just
one of them.
Cousin.
You're like a
so
cousin.
I'll
uncle.
Be a, I'll
cousin
be an uncle,
uncle. But you'll be cousin.
I'll be technically a second cousin.
Yeah.
But I'll be an uncle that way. But I won't actually be legally an uncle. Unless she decides she's
yeah, I'm
have
waiting
kids.
For all my friends to have kids, so I'll just be that. I'll be that auntie star,
yeah.
Like you know, where she's auntie like, star. Oh, like we call her auntie star, but she's not really my auntie.
Yeah, that's
like
exactly
that,
what I mean. Yeah.
Like that, because I had those. I had an Aunt Lucy that was like, how is she related?
Yeah,
like,
you always do that. You're like, hey, how? Like, okay. Which one of you is related to? Auntie star? You're like, no, he's not.
Auntie star is kind of.
Yeah,
star.
I'm like,
right,
it would be
cool.
Super cute. I want to be Auntie Star. Auntie Star takes us to Disneyland. I like Auntie Star. Auntie Star gives us all the sugar stuff. That's great.
Okay,
I was
wait.
Like, yeah, I want to be that aunt. And then I'd load them up with sugar, then drop them off at home.
You're the worst.
It'd be great.
That's the worst
hey,
thing you could
I gave
do.
You, I would be like, you got a
I was
going to
give mine drugs.
I'd be
oh.
like.
Oh, boy. Never mind.
I'm like, no.
Give them
got,
the sugar. Nobody
the
give Louise
day.
Any children.
No. Like, you get the whole day without the kid. So it's like, you got the whole day. And yeah, sure, I drop them off and it's an explosion. But. It was like you had a whole free day.
Yeah, I guess.
Also, like, I want them to like me, so here's all the sugar.
Yeah.
So you don't have any nicknames you can think of that you've gotten? Well, because your name, we talked about this, your name is technically not.
It's kind of a nickname. Yeah, Charles.
Charles.
No, I've never ever really. Okay, so like, I've never really ever gone by Charles except, and I was going to say this last week and I totally forgot to, which is that like, there's this, I have this weird thing. Like, whatever I'm doing, I just zone in hardcore and like, I just do not perceive the world around me.
Right.
But like, for whatever reason, the only name that cuts through that is Charles. So like, if I'm sitting there and I'm like on my computer, playing on my phone, and you're like, Danny, and like I just literally don't even hear you. It's not like I'm ignoring you.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like Charles. I'm like, I'll hear it. I don't know why.
Do your parents call you Charles when you're upset?
Well,
Charles, Danny, Connor.
Honestly, never.
Daniel.
Just Daniel. Daniel Connor.
When you received your diploma, what did they call you? Did
well,
they
I
say Charles Daniel.
I would
have
written like you know you get to write your name, but it says Charles Daniel Connor on the diploma. That was the struggle though in elementary where they're like you know the first week of school they're the like struggle. Charles. Yeah. And like. Yeah, I got my. I had a teacher call me out because I had to learn, like, every year you have to learn how to say that sentence correctly.
Yeah.
So, like, the first year you're like, I'm Danny, you know, and then.
I go by Danny, yeah.
Yeah, I go by Danny. And then, like, now I'm, you know, I'm like, I go by my middle name, Danny, because I've had teachers, like, they're like, oh, Charles Connor. And I'm like, yeah, I go by Danny. And they're like, why? Like, why do you go by Danny?
You're like scolding this child.
Because that's my name.
Like, where did you get Danny from Charles? And I was like, oh, middle name.
Do you ever get Dan? People call you Dan?
People do call me Dan sometimes, but I just really don't like identify with Dan.
Yeah,
my girlfriend sometimes calls me Dan, and she's the only one that gets away
just,
with it.
Yeah, I feel
probably
like
just
if you go
shortcut.
By Danny, you'd just be like Daniel.
I get, like, she calls me Dan Man all the time.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
her family
yeah.
does
Dan
now, too.
Man.
Dan Man.
Dan Man's the only, like, pretty genuine good. Nickname. But even then, not a lot of people
That's
call
a pretty
me.
Good nickname,
That's
though.
Super cute.
If I could change my name, I'd probably change it to, like, Tim.
You change it to Tim?
It's easy. You no one's going to mistake in that.
Yeah, mistake in that.
No one's going to ever...
No one's ever gonna make a mistake.
Make
with
a
that?
Mistake about that, yeah. Oh, this brings up a good point. You know how sometimes I don't speak correctly? I feel like it's because I grew up learning Spanish.
Right.
That was
okay.
my first language. Forgot it completely.
Right.
Not completely. I know I can speak it. I can, but I'm not great.
¿Cómo
at
estás?
It. Muy bien.
¿Sí? Gracias.
See?
And
just
so
do the rest of the podcast in that Spanish.
Hola. That's so, all I know. I've reached my limit.
I can speak it and I can understand it more. But the like just the sentence structure and the syntax and
right.
everything is very different. So I think my brain is trying to organize things in a Spanish grammar, but then I'm speaking it differently.
Yep.
I can see that.
That makes sense.
I could imagine.
Or
don't
I have
any
dyslexic
other
thought.
Yep. There it is. Okay, we have another question that I want to, because this one says, what is the cringiest Halloween costume you've ever seen? But I think I want to change it to seen or that you've worn yourself. Because I've definitely had, like, thinking back, I think I've probably had cringy Halloween costumes.
Really?
Like children, like as children.
Oh,
like,
as children.
Yeah, like as children.
I mean, they weren't like the best costumes, but they were fine. They were like, you know, like homemade cat costumes.
But
like,
when you were like
all,
a teenager.
We're all black.
Did you
have
like
have a tail.
Did you have like an embarrassing one as a teenager?
No, I didn't really get to truly participate in Halloween until college.
Oh, wow.
It's like my
yeah, that's right. Because
my mom was just
this.
Not about. So I would either wear the same costume every year. Mm-hmm. And then as a teenager, my mom was not about it. So I didn't really like dress up. And then in college, I was like, I'm going to finally get Halloween costumes. So
yeah.
I did that.
Yeah. So you never really have time to embarrass yourself like I did.
Not like...
Yeah, what did you do?
Not like a goof.
I just know that, like, I think back and I'm like, oh, yeah, I totally wore that Power Rangers costume at, like, 12.
That's
and
fine.
I totally wore, like,
I was a red Power Ranger,
a ninja,
too.
I was
like
a red
ninja
Power Ranger
costume.
My senior year of high school. So.
Oh, that's... that's when it came back. I think I wore it in, like, the awkward state. I don't even remember. I just remember having a Power Rangers costume. And I remember having a ninja costume. And the thing back on, I'm like, why the fuck would I... Dress up like a ninja. That's the worst.
I mean, like,
now.
Because, like,
it is, like, kids go for the most. I feel like the Halloween costumes are either, like, so specific. You know, they're
right.
like, I want to be, like, literally that superhero.
Like, I was a cowboy.
I want to
yeah,
be
or it's just
Skywalker.
Some generic, like, yeah. You're either, like, a character or you're just, like, the most broad. Like, I'm a cat. You know, it's like
oh,
a, yeah.
I
cat,
do remember.
Mouse, bunny.
Now, so I went Halloween shopping with my brother, and I thought the world of my brother. I still do.
Right.
And.
You're
I didn't
like,
know what
until
I,
this day
no.
I thought the world of
and I didn't know what to do, so he kind of guided me through, and I got this Grim Reaper black like thing like you know, hoodie.
Yeah.
And then he was like, "Oh, you should get this mask." And it's a smiley face with a bullet hole right through it.
Okay.
I didn't identify it with at all, but I was like, "Okay." I felt like kind of like pushed into getting this costume just because I couldn't speak up for myself. And so
Louise.
I was just like, okay, my brother's cool. I'll do whatever you want me to do. But it was like this hoodie, this like, you know, Grim Reaper thing.
He just made you scary.
He just made me scary. But I was like, I felt very weird.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Did you guys gravitate more towards like specific characters or would you do like general stuff?
I think if it wasn't Power Rangers, I think I was more generic. Mm-hmm. I know I was a devil one year when I was very, very,
my brother
very
was
young.
A devil. I was just about to give
like
him crap
super
for it.
Super young.
On air here.
Well, I mean, you can. I was so young. I don't remember it. But I know I was at some point because I've heard that story of just like being made into a devil at like 2 years old or something ridiculous. But I think when I was younger, I think I gravitated more towards like generic things, but I never liked to be scary things.
Yeah, me neither.
I was never really
like
a scary, like there were those kids who really liked those masks. You guys remember those masks that were clear?
Yeah. I was just thinking about that.
Yeah, and then they have like a face underneath them and then you have the hand pump.
It's the Scream. It's a Scream mask.
Yeah.
And then,
but it has the clear and then, yeah. And then you pump the thing and then the blood. Yeah. I was like, not about it at all. I was like, this is the worst thing anybody could ever make. Why would you
I didn't like the scary stuff. I always wanted to be specific things, but then it was always ended up like, well, I guess I'll just be the generic thing. Because the specific thing is either a boy's costume definitely wouldn't fit me or it doesn't work on me, or it was just like non-existent. Like I wanted to be Sailor Moon for pretty much my whole teenage career. Guess who has 3 Sailor Moon costumes now? Because I'm an adult, and I can do whatever I want. I still need to get, like, Jupiter and Mars, but I have Venus, Mercury, and Sailor Moon.
Are there boy Sailor Moons?
There's Tuxedo Mask.
Sailor, what's
Tuxedo.
That?
Sun. It's
Sun,
it's,
yeah.
It's the love interest. It's a he wears a tuxedo.
Pilot
he
Sun.
He has a mask. He has a rose. He has a big top hat, and he throws roses.
Pilot Sun.
Interesting.
Well, Sailor Moon, right?
It's literally, like, honestly, you and Hannah could be Sailor Moon and Tuxedo Mask, like, super easy. Like, just wear your tuxedo, put a mask on, get a top hat.
What kind of mask?
It's like a white party mask.
Oh, like a like a ball, like a
like
masquerade
a ballroom
ball
white
mask.
Mask.
Like decorated or just scary?
Just white.
Just plain white.
Plain white.
You get that for 50 cents.
You could get that as sunglasses. They have sunglasses that are just that shape. You get that top hat. That's it. And then have Hannah, like, I could Glenn
does
the
he
costume.
Have like a mysterious voice? Like, hello, welcome.
I mean, he's just. Hi, I'm Tuxedo Max. He doesn't like have a voice.
Oh. Hi, I'm Tuxedo Max.
Like he ends up like
Max.
Max.
Tuxedo Mask.
His name is Tuxedo.
His name
Mask?
Is his outfit. Tuxedo Mask. He's
that's a real dumb. Somebody
like
did not work hard at that.
About
name.
Well, it's
10
Japanese,
seconds of thought.
In Japanese, is Tuxedo Kamen, which Kamen means mask.
Okay, well that's it's.
I'm hat
uncreative.
Pants.
Hi, my name's Shirt Shoes.
He's cool dude. He shows up, he inspires, and then Sailor Moon does her thing.
I mean,
beautiful. We were watching the Olympics now.
Yes.
And Star was telling me that Sailor Moon was inspired by the ice skating, and we were watching.
Was
the
it
ice
really?
Skating.
Mm-hmm.
The creator, like, she really liked the gowns and was just like, oh, how cool would it be to like have superheroes?
You know what? That totally makes sense.
In like those beautiful, like sparkly dresses, because it's also like it's powerful. They're jumping in the air and all that. And then, like, a few years ago, there was I forget her name, but there was a popular figure skater who did a Sailor Moon routine.
Whoa.
And I was like, oh, look, full circle. But it's weird. I was lamenting, like, I was just like, oh, man, like, figure skating influenced my whole career because it influenced this lady. And
which
that
is
lady's
what
thing, like,
you,
influenced my thing. And it's like, it's weird. Olympics are
dope. So we were watching the Olympics.
Yeah, we were.
And I'm sorry. I have to give a shout out because... Star was here. Mm. I watched a couple do ice skating techniques.
Oh, that's right.
And I became infatuated by it. I started diving deep into their relationship to see what their history was.
Okay.
I never do this.
So it was the Canadian...
What? Why are you staring at me like that?
So I'm just like, I don't care.
Listen, it touched my soul. They were playing the Moulin Rouge song. Ooh. Shout out to Canada's Tessa Virtue and Scott Moyer.
Yeah, they had a great performance. They won the gold for Canada's team.
You could just feel the chemistry
thing.
Between
but,
them.
But like they were like,
are they
just,
a couple?
That was the thing. And that like you watch the thing and you're like, oh man, they have like serious chemistry. Like they like, I wonder if, and it's for whatever reason, it makes everybody who watches it go, I wonder if they're a couple. And then when you look into it, you like end up in like this rabbit hole of people like, are they a couple or not? And like trying to piece things together based on things they're saying and not saying.
I'm super down for that because you know me and rabbit holes.
I know. And they're like, does Scott slip it up? And they have all these things and like theories. But there's a story about it. Like they were together at 8 or 9 years old because the girl's aunt was a skate coach. So together they had a little love thing and then it fell apart. And now,
they were kids, like children, like yeah, 8, 9 years old.
Because the man's friends made fun of him, so he like, okay, well, we're not gonna date.
Quit skating.
He quit dating her.
Oh,
but they were kids also, and now years later, they say it's complicated, and they make references to sleeping with each other.
They make
for the listeners at home. I'm doing air quotes.
They make references.
Well,
because
they say they keep also saying that they're strictly platonic. Like, no, we're strictly platonic. We're not a thing. We're not. And it's just like, okay, I would believe that because I could see, like, if you hang out, because there is an actual, like, scientific theory of the reason why incest doesn't happen as often as you think it would just because humans are gross and people. It's because they've done studies where if kids grow up together, like, prepubescent for a number of years, even if you're not in the same family, if you grow up and you hang out with them often enough, you will not partner with them. It's like something in your brain goes, that's family, don't touch. Which is why, like, in cases where there's like incest where people met as adults, it's because it's like, oh, like they're attracted to each other because it's similar pheromones, something similar. But since they didn't grow up together,
they didn't have that
block to
barrier.
Go, oh, no, that's family.
That totally makes sense to me.
So, yeah. Like, there's villages, like, it was like some village in China or whatever where it's like the kids in the village all grew up together and they found that the kids never really dated afterward. Like, they would always date outside of that.
Yeah.
Circle that they grew up with.
Maybe they're just bored of those people.
Well, that too, but like they just think like as a general, like that's what right. there's a biological reason why you don't do that. And it's because you live together and your brain goes, no, you need more varied genetics, don't do that.
Yeah, yeah.
So what, Louise, that's why I thought that's what was
about
going
what?
On with them.
What do you think?
Oh, they definitely are.
I think they're fucking now too, just because she said
but
it's
not,
complicated. And
it's
I was like,
that means they fucked, but they're not like
they're not. Their relationship is somewhat complicated. It's like they're not together, but they're together.
They do have chemistry,
but they do have a lot of chemistry.
They have a lot of chemistry,
but they're not gonna go out because it wouldn't work out. But they fuck.
Yeah.
Caveat: they fuck.
It's the like we see each other all the fucking time, like,
right?
And look at us, like they're both beautiful. They're also both drop dead gorgeous. So you're like. Okay, yeah, like we're on the road all the time. Look at us.
Yeah,
well, we have to dance like this together all the time.
Oh yeah, they were
like they were
smashing. So Martin, on our questions, Doc.
Martin's an all-star question asker.
Yeah, he is. He is an all-star. He says you have to participate in the Winter Olympics. What sport would you join and think you'd do pretty well in?
Curling.
Do you do well curling?
Yeah. The ones that I could
do
well?
Wait, the ones you want to do or the ones...
No. That's two separate questions. The ones you think you do well at.
It would be curling. Think I do well at curling.
You have to test that theory by doing that bar sand game.
Oh, the shuffleboard?
Yeah.
Mm. But if I practice enough, I'm sure I can...
Yeah, how much time do I get? Like, right now?
No, right now.
Right now.
Like, you're, all like my you're going up right now to do it.
Name some other Olympic sports. What's on... What's
Winter Olympics.
I just found out about this Winter Olympic sport where you're skiing and then you get a gun and you shoot.
I was going to say that one.
That one is training people to be like spies.
I was going to say like a shooting
is it not? You're like, yeah. Run away!
That's so good.
I think it's called the biathlon. Yeah.
I think I do luge.
I think luge is the only one I could compete in.
There's the luge and there's the other one that's like
falling. Skeleton.
It's so
skeleton.
Fast.
Where it's like you're going to turn into a skeleton because you're going face forward.
It's like it reminds me of Skull Crushers, the exercise where you've named the exercise after the likely conclusion of doing it, you know?
Like what's going
to
happen if
you
do
it? Do
you
have to be good at it at all?
It says what do you think you do the best at?
Yeah, what are curling. What are the options?
Because here's the thing, I'd be like, I'm gonna go snowboarding, and I wouldn't do the half pipe. I would just go straight down and just be really excited that
I'm
getting down to the bottom.
I can't ice skate very well. I can't ski or snowboard very well. I'm imagining that the bobsled would just kill me, like immediately.
Yeah, oh my God.
Counting on, though.
But see,
I'm counting on getting down there faster by just being reckless.
Yeah,
just dying.
One in a million, you make it through and you win.
Break
what if
back.
You're in the middle?
Because
it's a team of what, five?
Oh, yeah.
I could be the one that pushes him down and then just jumps in the back.
Yeah.
I feel like that's too much responsibility.
No, because that guy's also brakes.
Oh.
Yeah. You'd have to brake.
I would be in the middle. I'm cushioned and ready to go.
When everyone moves, I'm just like, I'll lean with you.
Right?
Yeah,
because
you
the first
the,
person
you
is the
You
want
to be in the middle because the middle just...
Yeah.
So we're making a bobsled team.
Oh, God.
What you guys saying is, we're going to be in the next Olympics as a bobsled team.
We sled late.
All right, that's all.
Oh,
we
wait,
got
is
no.
dog sledding an option? Is
it's
that
not.
An Olympic sport? Oh.
Like a little mushing.
That's not a bad.
It's not a winter Olympic sport, apparently.
Oh.
We actually have a sponsor today.
What?
It's a new sponsor.
You didn't
what?
Tell me
it's
this.
It's a new sponsor. Yeah, it's a new sponsor. I'm going to.
Nope.
It's a new sponsor. It's a new sponsor today.
We're Get out!
Hello.
Hello, nope. Simple Contacts. Simple Contacts is a convenient way to renew your contact lens prescription and reorder your branded contacts from anywhere in minutes. It's vision care simplified. How does it work? Well, you need to renew your prescription. You take a 5-minute vision test from your phone or computer. It's reviewed by a licensed doctor, and you receive a renewed 1-year prescription and reorder your contacts. If you have an unexpired prescription, you just upload a photo, your doctor's information, and you order your lenses. There's convenience. You renew your prescription and reorder your branded contacts from anywhere in minutes because they have a cool little app. So you have to go to the doctors and sit in a waiting room. The vision test is self-guided and takes less than 5 minutes. It's reliable. It's designed by doctors and licensed. How do you say this word, you think? I'm pretty sure it's ophthalmologist?
Ophthalmologist?
Yeah, but it's spelled real weird. Like, when
that
I think of the
right.
way that ophthalmologist is spelled, it's like O-P-T...
Ophthalmologist.
Yeah. opto. O-P-T-O-M.
Well, there's optometrists, and then there's ophthalmologists.
That's what it is.
Yes.
Ophthalmologist.
And
do you know what an ophthalmologist is? What the difference is between an optometrist and an ophthalmologist?
I believe
one goes more eyeball.
You know what? I did look this up.
One goes all the way eyeball.
I looked this up because there was an HQ question relating to this, and I missed it, and then Googled it, and I don't remember it.
Oh, okay. We'll
I'll
look
Google
it, up
it now while you read.
Yeah, yeah. So it's designed by doctors and licensed ophthalmologists. They review every test carefully, make sure your
if
eyes
I have
look healthy,
to guess,
and that your vision hasn't changed.
If I have
yeah,
to guess,
guess,
I'm gonna guess that ophthalmology deals more with. The shape of you're like either inside eyeball health like surgery, like they are the ones who do
like
surgery
inside the eyeball.
Yeah, like an ophthalmologist doesn't cut your eyeball open, but an ophthalmologist does.
Why are they so similar? Okay,
that's my guess.
They're very similar sounding. Simple Contacts offers all the brands of lenses you're familiar with, including options for astigmatism.
Did you just mention astigmatism?
Well. I was thinking like a stigma.
Tism.
And then I was like, no, that's not what it is. And then I was thinking a sty. And I was like, that's not what that is either.
That's
astigmatism. Multifocal lenses, color contacts, and more. Simple Contacts customer support ensures every customer is 100% satisfied. You can get text updates on your order, and you can ask questions or reorder via text anytime. And the vision test is only $20 compared to the annual appointment, which without insurance could cost you over $200.
So damn!
Yeah.
I know.
That's a lot. What are
you
doing over there?
Where
am I? Simple Contacts.
Yeah, because the app will let you just renew it right there instead of having to go to your doctor and stuff. The contact lens prices are unbeatable. Standard shipping is free. And best of all, there is a promotion. So if you need, there's a promotion code that we have. So if you have contacts and you want to use Simple Contacts instead of going to your doctors and having to get it renewed, you can get $30 off by going to simplecontacts.com/late and use promo code LATE, LATE.
Please support the podcast. Go look at the sun, burn your eyes, and then try to get some contacts
for us. Don't do that. Do not do that. Also,
there's a solar eclipse tomorrow. Just do it. Just look.
But also, just
legitimately,
sign
if you already like have contacts, try it out.
Yeah, try it out because it's much better to just have an app. And but this isn't a replacement for your periodic full eye health exam. So like, make sure you go get your eye exam if you need an eye exam. But like, if you're just looking to renew your contacts, or you're looking to order some without having to sit in the doctor's office. You can use them. So again, that's simplecontacts.com/late with promo code LATE.
Simple Contacts.
Simple Contacts. What? Oh, did you find out the answer?
I did.
Okay.
I'd and like the answer is it's kind of muddied.
great. Perfect.
So there's an answer, though. So an optometrist is an eye doctor who has earned a Doctor of Optometry degree And they can examine your eyes for health problems. They can correct refractive errors by giving you glasses or contact lenses. They do some low vision care and vision therapy. And they're also licensed to prescribe medications to treat eye problems. But an ophthalmologist is a medical doctor, an MD, who specializes in eye and vision care. And they're trained to do eye exams, diagnose diseases, prescribe medications, and perform eye surgery.
That is!
I was right.
So they said...
You're waiting for that moment.
They said, so to extend the analogy with dentistry, whereas the education of an optometrist is similar to that of a general dentist, the education and training of an ophthalmologist is more similar to that of an oral surgeon.
Oh.
Yeah, I was
But there's a lot of crossover. Yeah. Like, you can see both for a lot of the same thing.
Yeah.
I was thinking in the sense of, like, psychologist with a psychiatrist. Because one could prescribe...
One can prescribe medication.
And that, right. But that's... The only difference.
Oh,
what's happening?
Simple contacts. Simple contacts.
I like Spencer's moment of like, why is there music playing?
I was like, is this copyrighted? Do we have to worry about bleep? No.
No, it's just Louis copyrighted.
It's just three notes.
Just three notes. Anybody has access to those notes.
Oh, God. Okay.
Oh, I guess NBC has very specific notes.
They do, in a very specific order.
I mean, we can hum it, but I don't think it counts because it's not like we make the sound.
That's it. That's it.
Yeah, so no, there's just ice skating was another one, if anyone wants to do that. But
what? Ice skating? You want to do ice skating?
No, I said curling.
You said curling. Yeah, that's right.
We should all go ice skating. I just want to, like, hang out.
Ooh,
like,
I'd be real bad.
We should do ice skating. We should go snowboarding now that there's actually cold enough to, like... We could go to Mountain High, and it's like it's not expensive. It's like $70, and you could get rent all the gear.
My whole family's going to Vail this weekend
without me.
What a
where?
Why?
Vail, what a bunch Colorado. Of baloney!
Oh, I was like, where's that?
Yeah, it's a very very nice ski resort. If you watch Elf, Peter Dinklage's character when he's bragging about how awesome he is, he makes a reference to having like a house in Vail.
Oh yeah, he does.
So I was like,
I have a house in Vail.
He's like, I have a house in Manhattan and in Vail, or something like that.
Where's Vail? I don't know where Vail is.
Right in the middle of Colorado.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that also a Game of Thrones place? In the Vail.
In the Vail, yeah.
I was just like, where? I was like, what are you talking about?
I was like, yeah, they have a house in the Game of Thrones universe.
Where are they going?
Yeah, we go through the hole. We just drop out of the hole in the center, you know, and then we just ski from there.
Nice.
Okay, I have a good question for Martin, because Martin's on fire back here. He asks, what is your most interesting scar from?
So
that's a great question.
Have I told the story already? Okay, so I have a story. I usually don't have any stories.
Ooh, it's story time. Can you play another one of those little things for story time?
Story.
Oh, that's pretty good. Let's go. Story time. So it's time for another. Oh, that was completely wrong. So I went to USC for a while ago after I graduated high school because I wanted to do the film program. And I didn't know how to do anything. And I didn't know how to cook. I didn't know how to live a proper life. So I was really hungry one day, and I said, I want to make a grilled cheese sandwich. So, do you guys know the story?
Wait, you attended USC?
It was for a summer program. So it was for... Like a couple units, like four units.
I think I know the story.
So I was there for about 8 weeks, and we had to go there, and we made a film every week. We had to write it, shoot it, edit it, and then present it to the class. And it was very cool. But I was really hungry one day, and I said, you know what? I'm going to try to make a grilled cheese sandwich. It's very easy. Bread and cheese. And I've seen my friend make it, and so I'm going to imitate it. So I turn on the stove full power. Full blast.
Okay.
High.
Sounds good.
Over and then
this sounds like me cooking already.
And then
I was just like, no butter?
And so I get the butter and I slap it into the skillet. And then I notice, oh my God, it's gone. It just disappeared right away.
Uh-oh.
I guess I should put more butter.
Uh-oh.
So I put more butter and it keeps happening and happening. So I put butter until there's a nice layer of butter. Because like, you know what? I don't want it to stick. That's going to be a big problem. So then I got bread and then cheese.
This
I
sounds
laid
like
it down.
My cooking all the time.
And then right when I throw Seriously, the bread and the cheese so in the skillet, cooking. Smoke immediately pops up and fills the room Ooh. With smoke. And I was like, well, this is bad. And so I turn it off. I try to air it out with my hands. And then I pull the skillet off. And a little flame just reemerged out of the stove. And I was like, ooh, that's hot. But when I did the little jerking motion with my hand... all that butter came splashing
into
my arm. So you can't see it anymore because it was like almost 12 years ago. But it's, you see that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it I totally can see it.
Right here. That's a second degree burn. Oh. And I had it right here on my wrist and then also on my forearm. And so I had it just bubbling, like literally bubbling. And I didn't know what to do. I didn't have a car and I was a fool. So I just stayed
in
my...
Did you put water on it?
I Googled first and then
I
put...
like, put your hand in the water.
I ran it for about 10 minutes and I was dying. And then I took this guy's whiskey because I saw it in the movies when people are in pain.
No,
I was like,
I didn't put it on here.
Okay. I drank it. I was this will stop it. And then this is disgusting. And so I'm in pain. I put on Napoleon Dynamite to put the pain away.
That's how I usually escape my pain, both mental and physical.
It didn't work, and then I just laid there in the bed in pain.
Did you go to the doctor?
So hours later, I decided to finally go to the doctor.
Holy shit.
And then I went to the security, the USC security police, and I was like, please, sir, can you take me to the hospital? I burned myself. So he took me to the UCLA hospital.
Is true, by the way, too. If something happens to the dean of the USC school, last I heard this,
really,
that they would take him to the UCLA Medical Center.
I was so confused. I was like, I'm right here, but they took me there, and they put me in right away, and I had no more pain at that time because my arm was in shock.
Yeah.
And then they wrapped it up and got some cream, and then it bubbled up about an inch up with disgustingness. And then my doctor was like, oh, well, like a couple days later, my doctor's like, oh, well, this is pretty big. Do you want me to pop it or do you want me to leave it? And I was like, I don't know, man. You're the doctor.
Yeah, you're the doctor. You tell me.
I think I'm going to pop it. And so he tried to poke a little hole so he could squeeze it out.
Okay, I'm going to guess. Clear.
What do you mean clear? Like the liquid?
Clear liquid.
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember. All I remembered was him trying to squeeze it and then it sprayed all over his face.
Yeah, worse.
And I felt very bad, but
that's when you know you're earning your salary.
Yeah,
when you're like, I make a lot of money being a doctor.
Yeah,
things are pretty good, and then you get sprayed by
probably weak old
fire pus.
Yeah,
weak old fire pus.
I don't know why.
Like,
I assume
nothing.
Like burns
nothing
would have
is worth
clear
this.
Liquid and not pus liquid.
I don't think it was that bad. I think it was like leaning towards clear than anything.
Should we look it up?
Yeah,
no, I don't want to see that.
You could look it up.
I'm not going to
monitor. But I felt so bad because I think it's the same thing why I don't get a tattoo.
Like, you know when you get a blister?
It's because it's so permanent.
Like, if you ever pop the blister, it's clear?
No.
No?
I've never popped a blister. No. Why would I pop the blister?
I don't think I've ever had bad blisters.
Yeah.
I've had bad blisters on my feet.
I certainly don't pop them.
But it's from shoes.
Girls' shoes suck.
Like running without socks.
Oh, well, see, like, I would get blisters, but they'd already be ripped open.
Or, like,
that's how that would
or
happen.
Like
if you're playing soccer, and then it rips,
Yeah, or a blister on your hand. Like,
you played soccer, too, right?
I didn't. Okay. But, shout out to my girlfriend, Allie, who has a huge blister on her foot and complains to me about it.
Oh, Allie, I'm so sorry.
She should take a pin and pop it.
She wanted a shout out, and that's
the
shout out you're getting.
Take a pin?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like,
Shout out, Allie.
Get through that blister.
I've had blisters where it's like my whole foot. Like it's just like the whole foot.
No, why?
And so you just have to sit there and take like a little, like you take a needle, you put alcohol on it, and then you go, dude, it doesn't hurt because it's already fucked. So you just go boop, and then it's just clear liquid.
Which I think
is better than pus because I'm like, oh, this is clear.
No, not better. Nothing good about that situation.
It didn't hurt though. It's like, have you ever gotten blisters on your hands?
Like calluses?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when they get big, if you ever pop them, it's clear liquid underneath.
I mean, I believe it. I just have never done it. I've always just left it, and then it's done on its own.
Oh, I get blisters from tennis, like shoes and like racket, holding the racket. I'd get like
you live a adventurous life,
dangerous
star.
Life.
I try. I have.
What's
rough
the worst?
Hands.
What's the worst scar you have? Or what's the weirdest scar you have?
Okay, I have.
Or the worst, whatever.
I have
whatever you think.
So I have above my eyebrow. I have a tiny scar, but that's a chicken pox. I scratched my face.
I have a chicken pox one, too, my
so
nose.
I have one here, and I have one on my cheek. Mm. It's just a chicken pox scar because I was a kid, and I scratched my face.
I think it's weird when people don't have chicken pox. You've all had chicken pox, right?
Well, I haven't had it.
The vaccine.
I had it.
No, but you've never had. Have you ever had it?
No, because I got the
vaccine.
Yeah, I had the vaccine,
when
too.
We were kids, did you have the vaccine?
Yeah.
So you never had chicken pox?
No.
Wow.
It's like you've had your polio, right?
Like you've had it.
Wait, I didn't know that, to be honest.
Okay.
I'm learning two things, Snopes and this.
I had it twice because for whatever reason, like the first time around, it like I didn't get it that bad, and then the second time, like it was like fine.
Why didn't weren't there vaccines when we were alive?
You know why we don't have them? Why? Because we.
Hello.
Because our family's ethnic.
Is that why?
I think so.
Oh my goodness.
I think that's why. I think my mom was just like, no, she should get it.
On TV, I always see like that that idea of like, oh, your kid has chicken pox? Let me bring my kids.
Yeah,
my
right.
kid can have chicken pox.
That was so like a pre-vaccine thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Because the younger you are, like the more you'll just, you'll
right,
survive.
Right. And
it.
The older you are, get, it's very dangerous.
Yeah. So like, I was a kid and had it and had to do like
that
the pink chamomile
the,
lotion all over it.
To like go to school.
I mean,
now
I had
think,
all the
but
vaccines.
But when I went to school, no. When you were a kid, it was like, I don't think it was developed enough yet. Mm. So
I think for probably us, it was.
Yeah.
I think it was
probably. Oh, you know what it is? We're also close to the same age, Luis.
Yeah, you guys are closer to the same age.
You think? Okay.
We're so closer
it
was to that. The
but
same
I think
age.
It's age, and I have a weird feeling that it's also like, because our parents are not from here.
When did the history? I'm going to figure this out while you guys do your thing.
Okay. So you that's the
so
weirdest one you have?
Yeah, but I have one. I mean, it's super tiny. I remember getting it in like second grade. Here's the thing: it's barely existing anymore because it was second grade. I was on a field trip to Tallahassee, and somehow I don't remember how, but I scratched my hand on the bus.
Ow.
And I remember being like, "Ugh," because it was a kind of a deep scratch. Ugh. And but I kind of liked it because it was in the shape of a dolphin.
Oh, so you just picked at it till it was a scar. Because you're like, I
like,
get a cool
well,
dolphin scar.
Like, it was just
scars.
Like a...
Yeah.
Like, you could barely
designer
see
scars.
It. You could barely... It's like the DJ faintest tattoos. Thing. But star I could scar. Still have a trace of it where I'm like, oh, okay. It doesn't look like a dolphin anymore.
Oh, well, that's sad.
But I remember at the time going it? Like, oh, what a weird thingy. But I don't remember how I got the scratch. I don't remember if someone scratched me or if I like messed my hand somewhere. I also had $10 stolen from me by the girl who's sitting next to me in that trip. So.
Yeah, punch her. You punch her?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was just like, I had no proof.
I probably overreacted.
But I just knew I was missing $10. And
you
she
knew
was,
it was her?
I was
she
just
had
like,
that look on her face.
Like, who else would have taken my $10? She was sitting next to me the whole time.
I found out about the chicken pox.
Okay.
The vaccine first became commercially available in 1984.
We didn't get it.
Mm.
We didn't get it.
Maybe it was part of our health insurance. Our parents
it must have been like, it must have been 1984 it started, but wasn't like widespread yet.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That is crazy that you guys didn't have that.
That's all right.
Danny, what's your weirdest or most prominent or craziest scar?
That's a good question. I don't have a lot of scars. I have this, like, okay.
Until today.
Yeah.
You don't have a scar? I'll give you one.
There's like a little black dot on my palm.
Okay.
See where this line runs into it? And there's like a black dot like under the
surface. Is that a pencil?
It's from a pencil.
Oh, I think I had that too.
I had a pencil and I dropped it and I went to go catch it and just like... Like
I kind of always
like
wanted one of those because it's like a little tattoo.
And it won't go. Yeah, it's like a little tattoo, and it's funny.
It, like that's what tattoos are.
It's like a star.
It's
like pointing right at it.
It's weird. Like ink. It's ink underneath. Your, well, it's like charcoal.
Same.
Oh
as
yeah.
Pencil?
Right in your
oh,
right
you
in your knee.
I got one too. Someone stabbed me in the knee. You can't.
Who
see
was it?
I don't know.
Oh, I was
Jacob.
Shout out to Jacob.
Get him, Jacob.
Next question.
I have. Wait, I didn't get to do it. It's my turn.
You have a bad one, didn't you?
I have so many scars.
Really?
I was gonna say, don't you have
oh yeah,
on your
you
face?
Have that one where you got the thing cut out of you.
Yeah, I have that one. I have. But I have worse ones because that isn't really a scar. It's not really like there's no scar left for that. Which we actually have the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Danny's.
I don't
want to
hear the story anymore. I never want to hear that story
okay,
again.
But I have two that I'll talk about. Of the many that I have. The first one was back in high school, and I was swimming
mm-hmm.
for the swimming part of PE. You
oh,
guys remember
nice.
That?
No, we didn't
no, we
have
didn't,
that.
Didn't
you guys didn't
that.
Swim in PE?
No.
Did you swim in PE?
Well, like, we had a pool that was, like,
oh,
an
pool?
Optional thing you could do during the summer.
But you didn't, like, have a swimming unit in PE?
No.
Where did I grow up? Why is this?
You grew
up
like
in a public school.
Swimming.
You grew up in California.
Yeah, we had required swimming. So anyway, I was swimming, and we had so many kids in such a small pool. I mean, it was a normal-sized pool, but there were a lot of kids. And so instead of swimming vertical, which I guess is not the right way to, but vertical in the pool, right?
Right.
Along the
long
like,
side.
The long side where you would normally swim if you were going to swim
mm-hmm.
With the flags. You guys know how the flags work? You guys ever swim?
Oh, like on the little poles that hang. Or not the poles, the little strings.
Oh, yes. The little strings. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Do you know
yeah.
why you have those?
I think so. Aren't they
they're just strings that kind of make lanes.
No, I'm talking
like
about above.
Rings.
The flags above.
I've seen those, but I never knew what those were.
Oh, yeah, what is that?
I just thought they were decoration.
It is decoration.
No, it's not decoration like, at all.
You're at a pool.
No. No, they serve a very distinct purpose.
Really?
Yeah. So when you're doing backstroke, you can't see the edge. So you're counting the number of strings of flags so that you know when, before you get to the edge.
I always just decimate and then go, okay, I think that's enough. And then I turn and I'm like,
I'm like
it's
halfway
like,
through the pool.
Yeah, it's so that you know how far you've swam.
Huh.
So they're useful so that you know, like, okay, I have two more, three more strokes until I get to the end and I need to turn around.
Why don't they just pad the sides of pools? Like, why do they have
that? Is a very good question.
So
because I've smacked myself. Yeah,
probably bacteria.
Probably mass, like
bacteria.
Moss.
Yeah. Bacteria. So that would have been fine if we had those, but we didn't have those in PE. And so we were swimming horizontal across the short end. Right, because there were so many kids that it fit.
Oh, yeah.
So they're like, just swim horizontal, and then we're gonna do backstroke, and then you're all gonna be assigned partners, and that partner's gonna yell to you to stop before you reach the edge of the pool.
Oh, kids are.
For
out.
A second, right? I was really excited to see where this was going, and then I remember this is the scar story. And
yeah,
then I got a lot excited.
So shout out to Nicolette. Shout out to you. There was a of course where I was swimming. There was a chunk of the cement missing off of the side of the pool. Like somebody had like broken the cement off. And so it was cragged on the edge of the pool. And Nicolette's turned talking to her friend. And I'm swimming and I'm doing backstroke. And I'm like, I'm going to go as fast as I can. Cause we're racing and like all sorts of stuff. And I'm going and I'm booking it. And then nobody tells me to stop. So I keep going and I slam my hand against the cement, the jagged cement, and just cut my whole back of my hand open. I have a scar.
Did you
right
cancel?
Here. You see
yeah,
it?
Did
that's
you cancel
a pretty prominent
swim
one.
Praxis after that?
So I was
bleeding
everywhere in the pool.
Yeah, this
yeah,
is
I figured.
Like,
yeah.
This
I,
like, oh, you can like
this
die
is like
from this
Jaws,
spot or something.
Jaws nightmare. Like, oh God, blood in the water.
Yeah,
blood
in the water. Luckily, there were no sharks because it was a swimming pool. Otherwise, I probably would have died. But yeah, it was like bleeding everywhere, and for some reason, I like wouldn't take a first aid thing. But or no, I got out and I was like, I'm fine, and I had it covered, and they were like, it's bleeding, and I was like, yeah, I'll go to the office. But then I didn't go to the office because I was an idiot. And so I was going through the lunch line and I was just bleeding everywhere in the
that's
lunch
not
line.
Healthy.
And they were like, excuse me, sir, you need to put a bandage on that. And so the lunch lady came over and like wrapped it up for me with some first aid stuff they had. There's been a scar on my hand ever since.
Why don't boys ever want to go to the doctor right away?
I was like,
away?
Nah, I'm fine. And then I was like, not fine.
I don't understand.
I don't know.
Why
didn't I go to the hospital?
I had a broken hand for like 3 days before he actually went to the doctor. Yeah. Like straight up broken bones. And he was just like, I'm fine. And didn't realize
I sprained
was
my I sprained my pinky one time trying to poke
thought,
someone in the tummy.
He thought he sprained it.
That's a they got some abs. Right?
I've broken like, so many. I've broken so many toes
best
that I just don't
you
even
could ever get. Someone tries to poke your abs and they break their fingers. You're like, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, I broke so many toes playing soccer. I didn't. We don't. I don't go to the.
I've never broken a bone.
Hospital. Really?
I've never broken a bone.
My brother broke my leg somehow.
Ouch. Ooh. I have broken a bone in that I broke my sister's leg.
Oh
arm,
shit.
Arm.
Okay, I have every sibling story, every pair of siblings I've ever met, one sibling has broken the bone of another.
I didn't know I broke my leg until I saw photos. Oh. This was a family secret.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember you talking
you
about this.
Yeah.
Family
but
secret.
That's what I mean. But, like, I've never heard a sibling pairing thing where some sibling did not break the bones of another
okay,
sibling.
Okay, but mine
and I don't
not aggressive, though. Like, we weren't, like, fighting.
Well, at
like,
least boys. I'm sorry. Let me reiterate.
I was giving her a piggyback ride because I was trying to be sweet because she was tired. We were coming over from the park, and I dropped her on a tree. Broke her arm.
Oh,
what an asshole.
I was like 10. I wasn't physically strong enough to support
right,
a
right,
broken
right,
arm.
Right, right. Right. You overestimated.
Yeah,
yourself.
I way overestimated how much I could carry.
I was going to read it the thing saying, it. Like, boys, like, brothers. I've not heard stories where
I'm surprised my brother and I didn't thing. Break each other's bones because we wrestled a lot.
You probably knew each other's limits.
Honestly, yeah, because he was younger than me. So, like,
so
I
was you. You're the responsible one.
Yeah, because I had my nephew.
My
I would, like, tackle him into the pool.
Yeah.
Like lift him and then throw him in the pool.
I was an only child, so I never had these experiences.
Yeah, me either. I'm like, and I'm kind of like, oh God, like I'm glad. No, no, thank you.
The other scar I have is on the same hand. I think you guys know this scar. I don't know if, have you heard this story?
I don't
about?
Know if I have.
Okay, so I was trying to make some bean dip. And everything was going fine. And
you guys are a mess in the kitchen, apparently.
I know. I can't.
I was trying to make some grilled cheese. I was trying to make some bean dip.
And I was trying to open
the simplest foods.
I was trying to open a can of beans. That's all I was trying to do.
Okay, oh, yeah.
And I had the can opener, and it was, like, all good, and I was spinning it. And then it, like, slipped, and the can lid flipped into the beans and stood straight up, and my hand went down onto it and then came back up out of it. And then I just started spraying blood everywhere. All over the kitchen.
You've given me so many chills in the podcast. In that, like, kind of way.
So there's just blood spraying all over the kitchen.
I just imagined it as so and cartoonish that I'm like, okay, it's fine.
And it's like Iron it's Man. It's like bright red, and I'm like, what is happening? And Hannah's in the other room, and she's freaking out because I'm screaming. This is, like, recent.
Wow.
And so I'm like, ah! She comes running in like, what's the matter? And then she just sees blood spraying everywhere. Because apparently there's some sort of, like, thing there. And I was like, and it just is, like, pulsing.
Yeah. It's just, like, oh, you mean, like,
the wall.
You mean, like, your veins?
Yeah. You mean, like, there's a main vein
you guys
there.
Continue
just...
on. I'm going to just take the headphones off for the rest of this.
It won't help. I'm yelling.
Yeah, it's true. I'm 3 feet from you.
Spraying blood all over. And then, so Hannah grabs me a towel, and I just wrap my arm in my hand in a towel. And, like, I'm woozy, and I feel like I'm going to pass out. And she drives me. Luckily, we're right next to a hospital. So she drives me to the hospital, and I have to get a ton of stitches in my – I still have – you can see the scar. You see it right there?
Yeah. I do see it.
Oh, so shit. I realize I don't know where the closest hospital is to my apartment.
I can't feel this side of my thumb.
Wow.
Like, it's still numb.
Oh, you sliced a nerve.
I sliced right through a nerve, and it hasn't grown back. So it was recent. It was only a couple of years ago. Nerves take a long time to grow back.
You don't feel your nerves.
So I can't – so what it feels like, it really sucks. What it feels like is pins and needles constantly in my thumb.
Oh, that sucks.
So, like, if you were to grab, like, right here or, like, right here, it would hurt really bad on me.
So, yeah.
That's not a super power.
No.
That's the opposite of a superpower.
I have something similar because I went floating the river in Texas, and they tell you not to bring beer bottles in the river because...
So you brought beer bottles.
So I was a little kid, and I dug my hand. I was like, ooh, a shiny thing. And I picked it up, and it was glass. Ooh. Cut me right up to where I had to get stitches. I was a little kid. Blood, like, wrapped a dark navy blue shirt around it. Blood. You could still see the blood.
Yeah, that's how it was on mine, too.
And I had the same thing where my nerves aren't there.
Yeah.
And if I hit it at the right angle,
yeah, it hurts
like this,
real bad, huh?
Boom, it's like pins attacking
it's
it.
It's really bad.
Damn.
And I didn't know what it was. I was like, oh, I just cut myself. But
it's the nerves. Anyway, came back to the apartment, stitched up, and it looked like somebody had been murdered in my house. And bless like Hannah, American she cleaned psycho. Up the blood from...
She's probably used to that, right?
I mean, it's not real
just,
blood.
I mean, she just maybe blinked.
I was going to say,
it's a good case study.
In my head, I'm like, okay, like, you'd probably use, like, if it's on cloth and stuff, you'd probably use, like, peroxide and stuff to, like, help clean it up.
No, so it stains really bad. So the clothes I was wearing were covered in blood.
Oh, your clothes are going to be ruined.
So they were ruined.
You might be able to save them, but odds are no.
No, they were ruined. And then the best part, or the worst part, I don't know, was there's blood just all over the walls. And then the pot of beans is just coagulated with blood. Just like beans and then just a layer of blood
over
the
top. Ever want to know what people taste like?
Real gross.
It's like metal and beans.
Iron.
Iron and beans.
You'd think I'd be scarred by bean dip, but I still love it. It's still real good.
You should have filmed
this. We're quite literally scarred by bean dip.
So after that, the button to the story is after that... I no longer ever use a manual can opener.
I was going to say, you have electric.
I have an electric can.
You have electric can opener.
or Hannah does it.
And I don't, and I'm like, whenever the can gets opened, I have a natural like fear that it's going to cut me when it's open. So like when I take the top and the can like this and I like put them in the trash can and like have to, I do, it's a weird thing, but I have to do it because my brain's like, that thing fucking almost killed you.
Yeah, I don't
That's like a shark.
I've gotten cut by opening up a can of tuna before, like, pretty badly, but nothing, like, not like, bleh. Like, I was just like,
spraying everywhere?
Actually, I think it's just, like, cut my, like, thumb, because I, like, opened it, like, I'm just going to open it, and I just...
all the time.
Yeah.
That must just be, like, a huge emergency room problem.
Yeah.
With, like, cans.
Yeah. It's just like, oh, just learn, don't put your finger on the sharp edge.
I get cut by cans every year.
Probably so many. It's, like, impossible not to.
I also have a big old scar, like, right here. Do you see it?
Yeah, I do.
So, when I was a kid, you see the scar I have right there on my shoulder? So when you see it?
Yeah, I do.
So when I was I didn't want to leave you out.
No, I know. It's
it was
okay.
A weird like you like, see it and I was like, oh, you
I just
see
like
it.
That you started the sentence three times and three times anyway, you're like, did you see it?
It's just weird because it was like covered by the arm and I was like, didn't want to be talking. Anyway, it looks like it's like a long wound.
It's like someone's
it looks like
stabbed
he had surgery.
You.
So I always told people I got stabbed. And it's not. I didn't get stabbed. I had a birthmark removed.
Oh, it looks like surgery.
But it used to be circular, and it was like this big on me. And then they just so like how wide that is right there. It would be that big circular.
Wow.
If I still had it.
Damn.
So they got rid of it because it had black spots in it.
You would say like you got stabbed by like.
So I was like, yeah, I got stabbed by some dude, and I survived. But
like, I was skydiving, and there was like these puppies. And I went to
I
go get
them,
but then a bear came.
Yeah, and the bear stabbed
but
me.
But I fought him off and pulled my chute and saved all the puppies.
Yeah,
and that's how I got the scar.
Yeah.
Speaking of scars, my childhood best friend Lizzie. Shout out to Lizzie.
Shout out to Lizzie.
She
shout outs. This
yeah,
she
shout
had
out
she had a major scar. Like she had an old school classic, like along her face, over her eye,
like a rad Witcher scar.
Like
yeah,
like a scar, and like. I think like you know like it's one of those like you're a girl in high school and you have like a sincere big scar on your face and stuff. I didn't see it anymore because I was friends with her for so long that it just like goes away.
Yeah.
But whenever people would ask her about it, she would just pull a joker and just give them a different story every time.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
I would just have to sit here and go don't like because I'm laughing.
Yeah.
Do you know
also,
which one's
like,
the real story?
I know the real story, and the real story is real. Like it's all it's funny, but also like. Fucked up, but also because it's a big old scar on your face. But she would tell people, these are the stuff she would tell. She would say, oh, I was at a friend's house and we were jumping in their pool and I decided to jump from the second story and fell on my face.
That is kind of
well, like if you're a kid, and mind you, we're in high school, so and there's obviously proof on your face.
Mm-hmm.
So there's
plausible.
So it's super plausible. And you're like, but when you think about it, you're like, no one, you would die. That's,
yeah,
when
would
that's,
you
that?
Why
that's
would you do
death.
That?
You know, so you're like, oh, my God. There was others. Most of the time she would say she was in various fights. You know, like, oh, big old fight. And, like, she's like, but I won. You know, and you're like,
yeah,
okay.
You should see the other guy.
Yeah, like, you know that. But the real story, and she's told people this, so it's not, like, a big secret. But
secret's coming out.
When she
was
also, Lizzie.
Lizzie's, your secret's coming out.
When she was also in second grade, she came home from school and like, you know, both parents are working. Most of the time you're fine. Like you're like second grade's old enough to be like, you could be home relatively by yourself for a couple hours before your parents get home. No big deal. So she was home and, you know, waiting for her parents to come home. And she was hanging out in the living room in a swirly chair, just going round and round being a kid, you know, hanging out. And her parents had a glass table.
Oh God, no.
And she
I don't see where this is going.
She twirled around she twirled around and fell and she landed right on the very edge of the glass table and cut her face and she was just like, I'm bleeding and she's called her parents at work and be like, I'm bleeding and they were like not real obviously realizing the severity of the situation, were like, just put a Band-Aid on it. Like we'll be there soon.
Oh no.
And she's just like, okay. And so she waited. And then, of course, they got home and they're like, oh my God, and they freaked out and they took her to the hospital and like everything and like she had stitches and
holy shit.
Like yeah, it was like a thing.
Wow.
I was playing hide and seek or cat or tag at our school late at night.
That table's now it.
don't touch me. And so he would run and we had these glass tables.
Gonna try and
glass,
get the table
glass doors and he was running and instead of hitting the handlebar,
oh no.
He went right through the glass.
No. Oh no.
Shattered and then just cut
deadly,
his arms.
Deadly, honestly, yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty intense.
Fuck.
Did you guys see that movie? I want to say it was called The Other Guys, the one with was Ryan Gosling.
Will Ferrell?
No.
No, with
no, it wasn't
Taken
the other
guy. Not Taken Guy, The Other Guy.
Oh, you mean the
Javert.
Cool guys, the cool with Russell Crowe.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
The nice guys.
The nice guys. I like that
one
movie.
One of those guys.
The guy had a problem with women. He had clear issues with women, but I enjoyed that movie despite that aspect.
That was okay. But that scene where he's like, there, it's like trying to break into the building, and then he like punches the glass window, and then his just hand is bleeding like crazy. He's like, ah, and he has to like leave.
Yes.
I was like, I appreciate a realistic approach
to
of that, yeah.
Treating glass.
I will say, now if I ever need to break into a car with my fist,
have to wrap your hand up in something before
learn
you
that
try
from
that.
Too Fast, Too Furious.
Mm. I mean,
oh, yeah.
If you're going to learn anything from Too Fast, Too Furious, it's probably the right thing to learn. Like everything else in that movie is so unrealistic that that's probably the only thing you could learn from that movie.
It's probably also better to like use your elbow and not anywhere in your hands.
Yeah,
like,
this is probably
better to use a tool.
A rock?
No, like get one of those shivs that you stuck.
You don't have a shiv.
On you,
if you're
in
the
like
woods,
a parking garage.
What are those
or
things you can throw? They're like magical window shattering things.
Oh yeah, they're like little hammers.
Oh, I have
there's
one of those
you
in
can
my car.
Throw. It's like a little screw, and you can just and it just smashes it. You don't even have to throw it hard.
Oh,
I could be a superhero with
that. Yeah. I have in my car on the side because this happens in Florida all the time. Where cars will end up on the ditch on the side of a highway, and it's a swamp, so your car will like be underwater.
And alligators in Florida.
so your seatbelt will stop working sometimes because if you're like underwater, it won't let you go. Mm-hmm. So that's a big fear of mine. But that happens.
That's awful.
So on my side of my car, I have a seatbelt cutter, but it's also has a metal pointy edge so you could
break
a windshield.
Break the
windshield.
That's glass.
And it also has like a flashlight. It's like a three-in-one thing that it's just like there. And then, I moved here and I'm like, there's no water on the side of the road here. There's no...
Unless you're driving down the one.
There's no like drowning situations.
You're talking about the PCH?
Yeah.
Down on the Pacific Coast Highway?
Oh, yeah. But if you fall off of that, you're kind of, you're shit out of luck. That's a cliff.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
you're pretty much dead.
That's a,
that's a, that's yeah. A, that's, a, that's a, you're gone.
Yeah.
That's a
the
sorry.
The PCH is cliffside, by the way, if you didn't know.
It's beautiful if you have
the
chance.
It's gorgeous.
Hey,
it's scary.
We need to tell them that we watched the video.
I was just thinking that. We watched your video, John.
It's
John?
Cute. It was cute.
It was real cute.
John is one of the, one of our fans, and he resides in Slack. Everybody knows
Slackland.
And he sent us a video to react to. And God damn it, all our fans, you guys are kind of adorable.
Kind of the best.
Yeah.
If you're not on Slack, what are you doing with your life? Go get on Slack.
I know.
What's happening?
You should get on Slack. However.
Are we going to talk about this?
What's happening?
I mean, at some point we're going
to
switch.
We have to talk about it.
At some point we have to switch.
There's a discussion point to be made.
Are we having the discussion now? I didn't know what's happening. I'm being ambushed. What's happening?
You don't know about the discussion?
No.
Spencer,
I wasn't here.
Have a seat.
I'm already sitting.
Wait, before we continue, John, we loved the video. We're so happy you made it. We need a full reaction to this. I feel like we've
super cute.
We've missed out on telling him for 3 weeks or 2 weeks, and I feel, you know, I want to make sure he gets
it. Yeah, I loved it.
It was very cute.
It was so good.
I liked that you showed Pat's foot. And
yeah, that was a good piece.
I like the cut. The cuts.
Pat, don't be ashamed of that foot.
Show the foot. Be proud about it.
Why not?
And
I like the use of text.
I love the text popping up around, and I liked the cutting at the beginning when it was like,
yeah,
how was it last night? Oh, and then we cut to last night. Anyway,
real good, A plus.
Keep making it, John.
Yep.
Keep making shit.
So why would we switch?
Because if we start streaming on Twitch and other various platforms,
you can hook it up to Discord.
Right.
Got it.
And Discord might be a better outlet.
Do you have to pay for Discord?
No.
Nope.
So we wouldn't lose. I guess the key is that we wouldn't lose all the stuff that we're losing now.
Behind the paywall.
You know how we have
Slack,
a paywall?
Yeah.
Slack won't respond to our sponsorship.
So let's talk about the pros and the cons of this real quick.
The cons of Discord, the only ones that I've been able to see so far are they do have file size
limits. We have a 1 gig limit on here.
Now, why do you guys use like a chat service instead of just like a subreddit?
Because people have discussions.
It's
like,
more immediate.
Ongoing.
Yeah.
It's so, more like we can talk to people
like
as opposed to just
chatting.
Posting forum.
Like people will talk, I mean, from midnight to 2 to 3 to 4, and people
really
will carry on like long conversations. Like, hey, how are you doing? And people will vent. And if they're having a hard day, they'll talk about it on their hard day, or they'll talk about something fun, or their sports, or alcohol.
We're not switching anytime soon. Oh, so the other advantage for Discord is that, say, if we wanted to do a live podcast,
right,
we can do that.
And people
Discord.
Could potentially like give live questions or live responses.
Oh, well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
and
it's free.
Yeah,
and
okay.
And Twitch, like you said, like so, if you're and like Star, you're
Twitch?
Now in a Twitter.
I'm now finally Twitch affiliate. So thanks for the Slack folks who were watching me draw a few times. They definitely helped out. So thank you. Keep doing that, please.
So instead of like you putting a link on Twitch, on Slack, you just connect it to Discord somehow.
Yeah, I don't know how exactly it's done, but I just know like Small Beans is doing it. That's how I play Minecraft with them. Like, we are talking on their Discord server, and they're already in the process of making their Discord server, like, public so that... And it looks the same. Like, there's channel. It has, like, all the sub-channels.
How's the user interface? Does it look nice?
User interface I have is pretty much the same as the Discord. Slack.
Slack looks nice.
I think I slightly prefer the Slack.
So,
you've used Discord.
I have, one single person. Not really in the same way I've used.
Yeah. Well, and also.
It's relatively similar.
So we wouldn't have.
There's
emojis,
also custom. Right? You can also. I think we were researching this. I think there are also custom emojis. So we can keep our 1,000 custom emojis that we've had.
Okay. It would just as long like as we can keep emojis.
It would be like a big move. And it would also be.
I feel this
is a discussion point.
Yeah.
We're bringing the family involved.
Yeah. I feel
Let us know your thoughts.
It would only happen once we start.
Doing streaming,
and it feels like it's part of.
But if we're gonna do it, we should make the transition before that, a little bit before that, so we get everybody who wants to come
and
over.
And if you want to join in, apparently you were telling me you don't like. We have a link that I always have to update.
Yeah, and now it would just be you just sign
up. Static link.
It would just be a static, like, you search for the name and you're on the server.
Interesting. Right.
And we have some people who have joined the Slack who have not reemerged again, so it'd be kind of like a purge.
So if you're not a part of we get the true people.
We get the true people coming over, and we see how low our numbers actually are.
Like, maybe we can make like an OG channel or whatever. That's just like, okay, these are the OGs.
Yeah, whatever
kind of thing. Like, I mean, like I'm we'll work it out and whatnot.
If you're upset with the paywall,
I'm upset with the paywall.
If
that's
you
want to
see
thing.
Live things, I hate it too. But if you want,
because I want to go back and see the smart things people say, and then I scroll up, and then it's like, oh, you can't go see.
I can't even like I have personal. Sometimes I have direct conversations.
Yeah, me too.
And I can't go back. Like we said stuff, and I was like, okay, let me go back and see what I was supposed to do, and then it's gone.
It's gone.
Yeah.
So
might be worth
it. Food for thought.
Yeah, I came in on the other side of that argument. Coming out on the on the Discord.
But it's one of those things where it's just like I just the little bit of interaction that I've had with Discord already. Yeah. I was just like. Oh, that's why everyone
I wonder if there's some
has a Discord. Like, that's why people are using this. Like,
is there a group or something that I can join to test out Discord? Like, to.
We could test out.
I'm part of one. You can go through one I have.
What do you mean you're part of one? Who are
I'm
you part
of a
with?
Discord.
With who?
With a podcast I listen to.
You can just hang out with me and my buddy when we play PUBG. Just you mean Ravine. Shout out to Ravine.
Shout out to Ravine.
Here you go.
What is this? Is this it?
That's the Discord server.
Okay, looks like there's channels.
Yeah.
So, okay, great. Oh God, that's not that bad.
It's really very similar. The only other thing is like now we have like an extra app open because we still have to have Slack open for work.
I know. I was trying to keep everything together.
That's all right. We're dedicated.
Interesting.
Yeah, but I mean, chat like Slack chat. Discuss your thoughts in the podcast commentary channel on the Slack.
Let us know what you think.
Yeah, there you go.
Let us know what you think.
Really, your opinion. Yeah, exactly. Let us know in the Slack podcast commentary because you're the ones who are going to
feel the effect.
Or tweet
us. You can tweet us.
And also, this would be something where you could use Discord. Say, for example, if we're all at home gaming.
Oh, yeah.
We could all play games together at home.
Yeah.
And
ooh, that's cool.
Be chatting together and like be able to record that. And
that's like all I use Discord for.
Yeah.
Like remote, when we're not together stuff.
Interesting.
Yeah. Can you record a podcast that way?
I've never done it.
I don't know.
Oh, I
and I was talking to her. I was like, oh, if you're drawing, can you? And we joked about this in the editing room about twitching.
Editing. I think you can. I think people do that.
If I was a little boy and I saw someone do it, I'd be like, oh, that's very interesting.
It'd be hard because we have to be editing things that people didn't mind.
Right. It would have to be personal projects.
Well, even then, it'd have to be it'd have to be things that we didn't care
like
about.
If I did it,
you shot something.
It would be more.
If people
want
to see like the process,
talk to like people who are interested in asking questions and stuff.
Right,
like organizing
everything. What do I do first? How do I do the first cut? Mm-hmm. How do you finesse it? How do you implement music? How do you sound mix it? How do you do levels? How do you color grade? How do you do a final pass? How do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
I love
there's
that stuff.
Yeah,
I think there's more and more of that too. Like, do you guys follow Binging with Babish? The YouTube
channel?
Yes.
Like he started doing those live ones too, where he like and you can like send questions. While
I haven't
that's
seen
cool.
the live
I love
ones,
that.
But that's cool. I didn't know he did live ones. That's intriguing.
Is he a video editor?
He's a cooking dude.
A cooking
he's
dude.
He's like a YouTube cooking channel.
He does things where he'll take pop culture food references and stuff and be
yes.
I'm gonna show you how to make this. But then it's also like, here's how to make
so he must have like a whole playlist for Bob's Burgers.
Oh, yeah, he did a whole video on it. Yeah.
All right, we're at like an hour and 20 minutes. We got to go.
Really?
Yep.
That flew by.
It flies by. All right.
Let me read this again just so that we have it because if you guys want it. You can go to simplecontacts.com/late, promo code late. That's simplecontacts.com/late, promo code late for 30. I want to make sure I get it right. Pretty sure it's $30 off.
Go take care of your eyeballs, you guys.
Yeah, $30 off with the URL and promo code.
Simple Contacts. Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what it is. Okay, good. All right. Thanks so much, guys. Danny, thanks for being here again.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you guys for having me.
And we'll see you next time.
See you next time.
Goodbye.
Bye.
There's going to be music playing over this.
Bye-bye.